Excited, surely, and a bit nervous too, because it's left hand drive. The car is new, and to be fair, I have a lot to learn. You know, with the left hand drive, it's going to take me a bit of time. But looking forward at the same time, you getting out and getting a, you know, good shot at it.
Yeah. Apart from the left hand drive, what's the differences in this car compared to the Subaru that you won Donegal last year with?
The difference is, well, it's a 1.6 for a start, which the Subaru was a 2 litre. So, you know, it definitely hasn't got the grunt of the 2 litre, definitely. It's well down in torque. It's about 450 pounds of torque, while the Subaru was 750. So, it's, you know, a big difference there. But, you know, different sort of style of driving, short gears, seem to be, you know, going through the gears there quicker. But handling wise and brakes is where the gain should be. You know, while it's down in power, you definitely corner speed is there, and the brakes is massive on it, so it should be able to go in, you know, good and deep.
It hasn't been a good year for you, we'll be honest about that. You have difficulties with the car, you've got rid of the Subaru. Do you think this car now can improve your season?
Well, hopefully so. You know, the reason for the change and moving away from the Subaru was reliability. Over the last six rallies, well, four out of the six anyway, we had a couple of punctures. But four out of the six, you know, small little things, you know, the car was getting old, an 07 car, and with small things like sensors and you know, bits and pieces happening, you know, the gearbox after getting a rebuilt, we had a couple of issues. So small stuff like that, we just wanted to get away from it and get something reliable, something new, more modern. You know, the Subaru is an 07 car, as I said, but, you know, that would have been probably, you know, put together back in maybe the, you know, in around the year 2000. So, you know, they are old. They are a good 10, 12, 14 years old.
Yeah. And it was a good car for you as well, because it won championships for you, it won Donegal for you, it won under Tim McNulty as well. So the car definitely did serve its time, that Subaru.
It definitely did. A brilliant car, and you know, still a good car. And, you know, Niall Maguire has it there now at the minute. And I'm pretty sure that this car, you know, when it stops, you know, that and just the run of bad luck, which you can get every now and then at rallying. But I'm sure the car will go on and go on for a while yet. There's plenty of parts there to be had for them yet. But we just wanted something more modern to see what we could do, you know, against these new cars coming out, like the Minis and everything else and the Fiestas.
So Declan, it's a new, fresh approach. It's a new car for you. You're the defending champion in Donegal, and obviously whoever comes in the following year's champion is a marked man. Do you feel this car is going to be competitive in Donegal, because you don't have the rallies under the belt on it, but can this car be competitive with what you've seen already of it?
What I've seen already, I can see there's going to be massive potential in the car. But at the minute, right now, I'm not just sure. I'm not 100% happy with the handling of it yet, going out over jumps and the way it's going to land and everything else. I can see that it will be competitive. I just can't wait to get racing against, you know, the local lads, just to see, you know, where and how the times are going to go. But I do honestly think that it'll not be too far away.
Do you have an expectation there to win Donegal this year in the car?
I'm confused, to tell you nothing but the truth. I don't know where I am, but what I am going to do is, you know, give it our best shot on Friday, see where we're lying. You know, at the end of the day, if we finished maybe a third, would be a good result in it. And we're just hoping for, you know, if you got a podium, it would be great.
Yeah, so there's less pressure on you now this year than what there was in 2014, because you were going in as the raising hot favourite last year.
That's right. And I must say, you know, last year I was really hungry for it. This year, I'm looking at it a bit different because it's a new car. But I feel as if I got a few rallies over me, you know, next year would be, you know, touch wood, next year, you know, we'd give it a good rattle.
You've seen the stages. There's a couple of changes to what was there last year. What sort of stages is this car going to suit, Declan?
I think, to be fair, the way the car is at the minute, it should suit, you know, a good few stages and Donegal there. The likes of Fannett, you know, although it's Sunday and it's far away, we have two big days rallying to do before it. Then you have, you know, the likes of Knockalla. Them, you know, Fannett, Knockalla, stages like that, it mightn't hold up to the likes of the Donna's Focus or Gary's 12B.
The third stage on Friday is relatively new to everybody. It's been like 15 years or something that it was last run. So everybody's sort of on a level playing field there. And is that the sort of stage that you'll be able to really measure yourself against the likes of the Subaru of Gary and that Ford of Donna?
The problem with the third stage is it's only 7 kilometres long, a short. So if there is going to be time to be had, you know, the most that I can see is 3 seconds, 4 seconds could be a lot on it. So it's not going to make or break the rally.
What would it mean, Declan, if you were to pull off a result here this weekend, given what has happened in 2015?
It would be brilliant. You know, I feel that we are due a little bit of, you know, a run of luck. The car is new, as I said again, and, you know, and we've a lot to learn. But, you know, it would be brilliant to win the Donegal Rally twice. It would be absolutely brilliant.
You, of course, started your first Donegal in 2009 in the Mark II Escort, and then you went on then to win the National Rally, and then you progressed up to the WRC, so you have come up the ladder. I'll mention the National Rally to you, Declan, because you always keep a close eye on it. You've still got a lot of friends in there.
I do, yes.
That battle's going to be phenomenal this weekend with those two-wheel drive Mark IIs, and then that restarted at Declan Gallagher.
That's right, aye. It's going to be a great battle there. You know, and I always keep an eye on them because I've been in the middle of them, and it's nice to see Manus back there again this year too. And of course you have Wesley Patterson, Gary McPhillips, which is going to be hard to beat again. Great car that he has. And of course Declan Gallagher there, you know, he's going to be on a good pace as well.
Your old car, as you mentioned.
That's right, Gary McPhillips, yes.
Gary McPhillips. As many times as that one done ago?
That is one of three times now, aye. Twice with Gary and once with myself. And you never know, maybe he might be fit to pull it off again. He's a new Millington Plus in there now as well, like the rest of them. And who else is there? You have Frank Kelly there as well. Yeah. So a big team there.
You mentioned Declan Gallagher. Now, Declan, there's a lot of pressure, I think, being thrown on him now. He's handling very, very well. He's the leader in the Modified Championship. He won the National Championship last year. He's a very, very talented young driver, and he's got a great wee car. He's a fantastic clubman. So he is. He's looking for a big result in Donegal. Do you think this could be the milkman's year?
You never know. You know, he's a good car. He has great power there now as well. And, you know, the power, that he has less power than the rest of them. But it does suit the car, less wheel spin. You know, and to be fair, if it was wet, it would suit him. And you know, between him and Ryan, he can definitely drive, and Ryan can read notes. So, you know, and they've got some great results all year, and of course last year as well. So you can't definitely rule him out, even though the rest of them has big power. And if he could pull that off now, he'd be flying. I'm sure it has to be his goal.
Declan Boyle, thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport, and the best of luck this weekend with the Ford Fiesta. We'll see you back at the ramp on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Good man.